Mogadishu now tops list of best cities to live in for warlords. 25th of April, 2007. This is Reverend Zim Perun News. Mogadishu, Somalia. Internationally renowned Fancy Living magazine released its annual World City Rankings today, and Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, topped the glamorous Best City for Warlords list for the first time since 1993. To the surprise of many, the coastal town knocked Baghdad, the winner for the past 3 years, down to second. The top three were rounded off by El Fashar, Sudan, greatly disappointing the Janjaweed militia, which had hoped its Darfur genocide would finally push the town into the number one spot. A bitter Ali El-Hashid, spokesperson for the Janjaweed militia, said, quote, "I guess we'll have to try harder next year," unquote. Soon after the long-anticipated issue of Fancy Living hit the newsstands, celebratory gunfire could be heard mixed in with regular gunfire in Mogadishu. Warlord Bantu Malawi exclaimed he, quote, "never felt prouder to be a Somali," unquote, and emphasized how his militia's policy of killing all the evil Ethiopians helped the city garner the number one spot. On the other side of town, Islamic insurgent Ali al-Zaraki said he, quote, "wholeheartedly agreed," unquote, but he also noted that Mr. Malawi and his people should also leave Mogadishu and leave the spoils for them. The weak Somali government welcomed the news, with Prime Minister announcing, quote, "a formal celebration will be held as soon as our forces recapture downtown Mogadishu. Insurgent positions are being shelled as we speak," unquote. Editors of Fancy Living held a press conference to explain their meticulous process to determine the rankings. Editor Lawrence Harding says, quote, "Mogadishu has the perfect combination of anarchy, warring factions, foreign troops, and beautiful beaches to make it heaven for an aspiring warlord," unquote. Asked to explain why Baghdad fell to second place, Mr. Harding replied, quote, "the Iraqi capital has gotten a bit boring. It's been status quo all year. The Sunnis and the Shias are battling to wipe each other out, while the American forces ostensibly control along with the puppet Iraqi government. Nothing's really changed. Meanwhile, control of Mogadishu has changed 3 times in the past year, from local warlords to Islamic courts to Ethiopian troops. It's a really exciting place," unquote. In addition to subjective opinions, Fancy Living also uses qualitative assessments to help determine the rankings. Magazine officials say they sent 20 volunteers to each of the prospective top-ranked cities. In Baghdad, 5 escaped unscathed, 12 were killed in mindless bomb attacks, and only 3 were kidnapped and utilized for extortion by locals. In Mogadishu, however, not a single innocent life was wasted by the resident warlords. 19 of the volunteers were kidnapped by various factions and later traded for cash or weapons. One didn't even make it into the country. His ship was ambushed by pirates off the Somali coast. The editor, Harding, admits, quote, "that incident really gave Mogadishu a lot of bonus points," unquote. City officials worldwide are already thinking of ways to boost their rankings. A delegation from Baghdad is visiting the White House this week to meet with President Bush and ask him to ensure present troop levels remain the same or higher throughout the year as, quote, "their presence really helps our local insurgent leaders," unquote, says the mayor. Sudanese officials, meanwhile, are planning a meeting with UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon to yet again attempt to convince him that what's going on in Darfur is genocide. One Janjaweed militiaman member lamented, quote, "it's a warlord's paradise. How many UN food shipments do we have to pilfer before the world finally recognizes that?" Unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.